It's Around the Lunch Table. It's your boys, Jay and Z. Let's get rowdy up in here. Fuck, that was a good...
Yeah, what was the song that it was like they go into Jabba's Palace?
Yeah, it's fucking hard, dude.
Dude, it's and kinda, then she like goes in a little freestyle.
Dude, it's hard. I don't know what she's saying, but she's spitting.
Dude, they got the dude. They made up a language. Even got the background singers.
Oh dude, one of them's a girl, Greedo, dude.
Oh, yeah. Ja, you not pay Jabba. Yeah. Hey, do you have any zins? I left mine upstairs. Take one. Thanks.
It's kind of hard, dude.
I'm surprised no one sampled that.
Who's gonna fucking sample that, Jay-Z?
Dude, I'm just saying we have like SpongeBob and Patrick doing fucking.
Oh yeah, AI SpongeBob dropped today.
Did you see Drake's kid Adonis dropped a freestyle?
Dude, he also got writing credits and for the artwork, so he's gonna make millions of dollars. Well, obviously it's his own dad's thing, but
I like how Drake will be a feature on anyone's album except his own son's. He didn't feature in it.
Well, I think that's a little different.
What, is this not going to give him?
He's a fucking toddler. Why the fuck would he put his own voice on there?
Is that
going
to feature on it?
No.
Is that going to feature on your son's fucking breakout song?
I wouldn't if he's a toddler.
What the fuck was the song? It was like...
Something last freestyle or something like that.
No, but like, what was the chorus?
I don't know. I listened to 30 seconds and turned it off. It's just trash. as you would expect. It's just like, he obviously wants to raise him to be a rapper, but...
But what if he's not...
Interesting, though. Obviously, he's Drake's dad, but look... Is he going to say
Drake's dad?
The Adonis, obviously, that's Drake's dad. Is he going to say the N-word?
I mean, well, Logic does.
Okay, logically, he can. But I'm saying, is he going to get shit? He's blonde. That's a rub.
Blue eyes.
Yeah.
Blonde hair, blue eyes, saying the N-word, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I feel like you shouldn't because if people don't know the heritage.
But at the same time, it's also gonna be everyone famous. Knows who Drake's kid is.
I'm saying if that was just like a normal kid, like not a famous celebrity, and you're just like at school.
And then you're trying to convince them that you're black. They're like, okay.
And you drop the hard R, like you probably shouldn't do that.
No, I don't think that's...
No.
Should I do the intro?
Sure.
Welcome back to Stop Things Around Lunch, episode...
131.
Episode 131. First and foremost, let's start off with a sponsor, starting with Aperture Oceans, bringing ideas and ads
to life.
And also want to shout out Liv Stallion, Never Be Tamed, Wellness Fitness page, started by ATLT's own branded body auto, streams Monday through Friday. I actually don't even know if that's a real fucking thing. You can find him on Instagram, branded spelled the usual way, body auto, BATTIATO. All the information will be there. I'm pretty sure there's merch or something on his site or something or nothing because he took it down. I don't know.
Also shout out Brandon Body Auto for driving the 2 hours to the birthday party in Santa Barbara.
It's more than 2 hours, but he did say, thanks, Brandon.
We had a friend flying from Nashville, but you know.
Yeah, that is fucked. He did say he would go, and when but he did that to me when I flew to Medford for that, and said he was putting me for my flight. Mm-hmm. And if I didn't text him the day up, it was the day up. If I didn't text him, he would.
I'm
let
so
me
glad we got that 4-bedroom, huh?
Yeah,
so glad, huh?
Yeah, thanks, B.
We only needed 3. Thanks, B.
Well, honestly, it was a perfect size, I think. But
oh no, yeah, I'm just saying there was a 4th bedroom.
There was indeed
that did not get used.
Yeah, was not.
Got moles. If you have moles in the Puget Sound area, servicing northern Seattle to southern Tacoma, they're your premier mole exterminator, providing chemical-free methods. Blip, blip, blip. Atlas Aeration, they do stuff with your lawn. And so Z, I want to start this out. I had a little word scramble for you here, okay? So I am going to.
Words, isn't that like. Price is Right, they space the words out, you guess. Oh, it's Hangman. What the fuck am I talking about?
I don't think Price is Right is Hangman.
No, I know.
Show a product like, oh, here's Windex. What does this
That's
cost?
Not what I'm thinking of. What is the other one where they have all the fucking...
Jeopardy.
Jeopardy. No, is it? They have a sentence and you guess the first.
Yeah. And the girl comes out, she goes, ding.
Yeah, that's it.
Ding, which by the way, not necessary at all. No, they could just flip the things, but
no, I mean, but they need extra employees to put on payroll, I guess.
Tax write-offs. Yeah. I think she makes a ton of money too. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. So here are your blanks. Okay.
So you're literally, we're playing Hangman.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No, I'm giving you the letters. You just have to scramble into whatever word it is. But, what?
Oh.
Yeah.
No, you'd have to.
What?
Count the spaces.
What do you mean?
What do you, look, just put two and two together.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
No, I'm not. I'm going to make it bigger so the camera can see it.
I was like, whoa. One, you set two, me up?
3, 4, 5, 6.
What?
Well, I need to make this bigger. Sorry. I'm writing really small. Okay.
What the fuck are you doing?
What do you mean? It's just a word scramble.
Is it?
Okay. This is your first one. Okay. Got it? It's just a word scramble. Get your mind out of the gutter. It's a word scramble. Okay?
It's scrambled.
Yeah. Come on. Do it. Okay. I mean, you don't remember doing this. What do you mean?
Dude, I'm walking on eggshells right now.
No, you're not. Just fucking do it. This is the thumbnail. Come on. Wait,
can I have a second?
Yeah, I know. Okay.
When you do puzzles, you're allowed to think.
Bum, bum, bum.
Do not go with your gut instinct. do not. Oh, I know what it is.
What is it? I'm trying. Wasn't shake. I don't have Parkinson's. I'm not shaking it. Hey,
dude,
that was good.
I was like, "There's no word it could be right now."
I don't know.
Oh, you tried to get me with that one.
I did. I really.
If you would have caught me when I was drunk, you might have been editing.
No, I just really wanted to have that as the thumbnail. I'll
That's not a good thumbnail.
Well, it's not actually bad.
No, how about you? I give you one.
Okay, well, I have one. I have two more for you.
I'm not doing 3-4 word scrambles.
Fine, I have one more for you. Actually, fine, fuck it. If you have one, do it. Go.
I just have to do it on the fly.
I mean, I had four ready for you, but you want to do one for me? Let's do it.
Well, I think it should be. I'm not going to do 4 word scrambles because people who are just listening have no idea what the fuck is going on.
That's true. I just wanted a funny thumbnail. Do you ever driven by a house, and or you ever just see someone like random shit in someone's yard, and you like think it's a yard sale, but you're not sure? Oh, okay.
Wait.
Do any pop the buoy? Maybe I should have said out loud what the words were for the podcast. FGNADAL.
You should get this.
Fugnadal. Ladanigal. I thought you were going to do like beaver or something.
No.
Gandalf.
Yeah!
Oh, wow! That's crazy how the human brain works. I know. Fuck. Well, yeah. So anyways, no, I was driving past that. You ever like... That was cool.
Oh.
Have you ever just driven past someone's house and be like, is this a fucking yard sale or are you just a hoarder? Dude, well, your mom was a yard sale, right?
She used to go to some. She's like, oh my God, there's a yard sale down on 6th. I'm like,
dude,
I didn't know. I didn't see the community post.
Look, my mom, I mean, looking back on it now, talking about I'm not even going to give her the term of master of haggling. It was petty at this point. She'd be like
you want to pay $6 for a lamp instead of 8 or something?
No. We're talking about it in the pennies. She'd be like, so it's 50 cents for this ice tray. She's like, will
How
you
about
take
25?
Yeah, will oh you take 25? I'm like, mom.
If they're listening to her for 50, it's just like, that's not even any money anyways. Like, what the fuck cares?
I remember one time she had me go
I'll
up.
I'll give it to you for free if you get the fuck out of my face.
I remember one time she had me go up with a dollar bill. There was something for a dollar. She's like, offer them 50 cents. So I offered them 50 cents. They're like, sure. So I give them the dollar bill. And then they had to give me back change. I was like, this is so... Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That sounds awful. But yeah, I just want to say happy Halloween to everyone.
Halloween's coming.
Halloween's coming. Yeah. I mean, I'm down to get spooky. We're actually going as Guidos this year. So we're doing Jersey Shore. Z and I are going to be Vinny and Pauly. Rachel's going to be Snooki. Has Alex chosen who she's going to be?
What do you think?
No. But Lucas is going to be Ron. Ran.
Oh, that works.
That's going to be funny.
That's funny.
Ran. Fuck. Yeah. So what do you got for me today, Z?
I have Fight Night. Two employees of the New Jersey Daycare Center instigated a fight club between toddlers and shared the footage of the pint-sized pugilists on Snapchat. Prosecutors said on Tuesday, Eric Kenny, 22, and Chenise White, 28, were criminally charged for allegedly staging tussles between kids ages 4 to 6 at the Lightbridge Academy in Cranford. Approximately a dozen boys and girls at the daycare center can be seen in the video clips shoving each other to the ground and striking each other. Prosecutors say the August 13th footage includes great group melees and one-on-one battles. Just like grown-ups, Brad Pitt and Ed Norton in the film about Secret Boxing Club. Even in the video, Kenny can be heard referencing the activity as Fight Club, as in we don't mention Fight Club. And movie of the same name, encouraging the children to engage and physically assault each other.
Dude, you know how kids can like barely stand, dude? Imagine one gets like a knockout punch. Okay. Just like spits going out and shit.
Let's break this down. It's fucked up, can we just say a group melee would be pretty sick. Six on six.
Is that what that is? A group melee?
Yeah, it's like a fucking group of them. It's teams.
Dude, okay. Shout out to these kids. They're smart. I mean,
dude, can you imagine? Dude, this kid's got Lincoln Logs. This guy's got fucking
a little bag that they're fucking hitting.
Dude, and they're throwing bets probably. Obviously, that's what the fuck it's for. Dude, that's crazy.
Dude, little Rodney, dude. He's just out there fucking getting KO'd. Dude,
there's just fucking blood all over, like, you know, the little letters on the ground and shit. Dude, they're throwing blocks. It's just getting crazy.
Dude, the fucking kid.
One kid's got his overalls tied around his neck, getting fucking just choked
hanging
out
from a ceiling fan. Oh wait, that's dude, the fucking kid comes home with like a belt, starts beating up the dad.
Oh my
dude,
god,
dude, I'm kind of down to send my kid to that school. I'd let him do it. He'd learn some fucking fighting, like fucking.
I mean, yeah, it's fucked up, but a group melee would be interesting to watch.
Do they?
I think if it was regulated, maybe in an octagon. And safety measures were taken. I don't know what safety measures you can take before 6-year-olds, but that'd be pretty funny as fuck. Obviously, it's a crime and it's terrible. I was just saying.
Can you imagine
it's funny.
The fucking 6-year-old just like out of breath. Like
I want to know. I'm assuming one person is a teacher because one guy's 22. Maybe the other one's like an aide or a sub or assistant.
It was his idea.
I'm assuming. Okay. I want to know. So these two obviously, I'm assuming, met at work. They didn't plan to get a job at a daycare together and start this. I'm saying so.
This wasn't pre-planned.
It wasn't pre-planned. So I'm saying the question I have is obviously they met and became coworkers. Because on the article, I believe they were coworkers for a short amount of time. I want to know when that came up in the friendship. So they, he's my coworker. He's cool. Hey, do you want to just let these little fucks fight and videotape? Dude, yeah.
Dude, you want to know what probably happened? One of them got into a little bit of a tussle.
And the guy's like light bulb, bing.
No, he was probably like, hey, $5 on Lewis. And yeah. They're like, oh.
Yeah, and he's like, this is sick.
Was it co-ed?
Yeah, girls and boys.
Girls and boys just going at it.
Yeah.
Which actually, I believe I would bet on the girls. Because girls
develop faster as little children.
They do. I would bet on that. Did you ever see that thing of where it's boxing in a telephone booth?
Yeah, I've seen that. It's like Russian shit. It's crazy. Dude, it's fucking crazy. Like, what? Like, you're sending it, you get slaughtered. Like, all it takes, you get hit. But once you're, like, kind of, like, dazed, you can't get away. You're just, like...
There's not even a ref in there.
You're just getting fucking...
What's crazy is, like, these game shows nowadays.
Maybe
like
the phone rings, and that's... I'm just kidding. I don't think that's how it works.
I don't know. What's crazy is like how many fucking game shows are out there now. It's like, oh, like the ultimate slap contest fucking, or those like Asian ones where it's like, oh, see if you can fucking choke out this shark.
Dude. Okay. Imagine this. Okay. You know, the telephone booth where they're beating the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
New variation of the game. Okay. So they both spawn or not spawn. They get put in this telephone booth. Okay. You know, the old school phone booths with the phone book hanging. Yeah. Okay. So the announcer says, you need to find so-and-so company. But so the guy's wailing on him, and his goal is to find the company name in the phone book, call it before he gets knocked out.
That's so he's smart. There,
he's on Yellow Pages. He's like,
Bob's Construction.
Tony's Landscaping.
It's like, damn, it's the wrong Tony.
Dude, there's just a word that, or like a name that's like super common.
Dude, he's trying to put the corner in. He just can't get it.
Have you ever used a payphone?
One time, I think.
I tried one time. It was to call my football coach, and I don't remember why. It's to call Getman. I think
you're
I like
trying to be secretive.
No, I
can't trace you.
No, I never had a cell phone in high school. I remember I think something happened to my car. I was like, I'm not going to make it to practice, and then I don't think I had quarters either. So I was just fucked. I was fucked from the
get-go. What a time! I always thought it was. Obviously, it's weird when you think about it, but I'm saying it's funny how, because payphones are one of those things that stayed for so long and they didn't really replace them, they just repaired them, that on the most common numbers used, all the numbers are like disappeared from all the acids and like the oils and people's skins. Yeah. Isn't that weird?
It happens in on the bus buttons too.
Yeah, isn't that fucking weird?
Yeah, that's crazy. Speaking of fights, who do you think would win? Remy from Ratatouille or Stuart Little?
I think we've talked about this.
We have not talked about this.
Yeah, we have.
No, we have not.
I wrote it down. I wrote it down too, like before.
Dude, we both had the same thought.
I'm saying I brought it up in the episode before.
Remy versus Stewart.
Remember, because we said he drove a fucking Mustang and shit. He drives. He has sneakers.
No, yeah. I don't remember any of this.
Wow, he must have been drunk.
He drives a Mustang? Stewart Little doesn't drive a Mustang?
Do you remember when he's running from the cats?
He drives a Mustang?
Dude, he has. Okay, maybe it's like an old Corvette, one or the other, but he. He's getting chased by cats in the woods. He's like sadly.
Like a tiny one, or like a full size?
It's like a remote control car.
Oh, I thought it was like a real Mustang.
And he's going through the woods, and these fucking cats are chasing him. He's fucking shredding.
I was like, how's he touching the pedals and shit? No, it's like when those like animals try to go to the bank and they have the big trench coat on.
Yeah, yeah, like that.
You ever see that meme? It's like this tall ass basketball player with a trench coat. It's like, I've seen this before.
There's like three people in there.
Yeah. What is that even from?
The Little Rascals.
Is that what those from?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But anyways, I'm thinking Remy though, because he's a street rat.
Yeah, well, rats are bigger than those little white mice.
I feel like Stuart has...
Stuart's soft. He's crying in the movie. He's fucking... Dude, Remy lives on the streets of France. He's in the sewers.
Are the streets of France
dude,
hard?
Dude. Yeah, dude, Remy, remember when his dad...
Remy, remember when his dad...
No, listen, no. Listen! Listen, do you remember when his dad showed him, like, remember because he was trying to tell him how bad humans were? Yeah. He showed him all the rats hanging. He's like, and he's looking, not a tear, hard. He was hard. He was just like, all right.
No, but his ears did go back.
He didn't fucking cry.
Dude, the only thing I remember about
Stuart's
that movie,
a pussy.
That rat that was playing the paperclip, dude.
Dude. It was shredding, dude. Yeah,
dude, that was.
Dude, sick. I remember, and they had like a bar table. It was like a bottle cap as the top of the table. Dude,
for street rats, man, they were fucking. They had it set up. They were hard.
Yeah, that.
What did they do for work? Were they looters? The looters, the agitators.
I think you could say they're foragers or scavengers.
Looters.
It's kind of like anything colony based. They just.
Stuart didn't have a colony.
No, he didn't.
That is true. Where did Stuart?
You're right. He took the adoption of a fucking actual kid who probably lost it, and these parents who were sick fucks, who was one of them was Dr. House, decided let's just adopt this fucking rat for my autistic son.
Can you imagine being at the orphanage?
I don't think he's autistic, but he had him then or something.
Can you imagine being at the orphanage? You're like, oh my God, is it me? They're like, actually, the rat.
Yeah.
A middle finger, dude.
First of all, why did they just take the rat and like a kid? That's a pet. That's not a child. Just take him and then take
were there
the
papers for the rats?
I don't know.
Like, yeah, this can be like, I mean, I know adopting's expensive. How much for a rat?
I don't think the DFS visits on rat abuse, but
Child Protective Services come. So does he have a wheel? Does he have, oh my God, dude. I just could not imagine being a fucking kid and you're standing there and like, cause like around teenage years, orphans don't get adopted. I almost said don't get
touched. The funniest part is like they bring him home and like the kid didn't fucking want him. Like Stuart had to win him over. Dude, and there's some hilarious, I don't know if you remember the movie, but there's some hilarious fucking parts where the kid just doesn't want anything to do with him. Dude, it's fucking hilarious.
Because they promised him a brother and they brought him a mouse.
I mean, I think honestly, dude, imagine that. Imagine parents so scared of their kids. It's like, dude, okay, Let's just streamline this thing. Let's get him something and then not explain that maybe we can't have kids. Why didn't just say, hey, mommy can't. We can't right now. And we can't adopt one right now.
Can you imagine like the door opens, you're waiting to see your brother, and then you look and you look down and it's just this rat with like a poncho.
Wait,
and
was
a
she infertile fedora. Or they just wanted, okay, I guess they didn't specify in the movie, but either way. So they go to, imagine, okay, you're a little kid and you're like, dude, I'm going to have a fucking brother. And in you're looking at the door and it comes and you go,
exactly.
And it's a fucking mouse. But if it was a talking mouse, I'd be very impressed. I'd be happy.
Yes, but it's, dude, like,
okay. So does that mean Stuart's like 30? Like what? Are there mouse ears? I'm saying because he's old. Because here's the thing. If he's a little kid, I just put Stuart in my little hoodie here. When I have a test, I just have him whisper me answers. Because he's a smart fucking grown up. But I guess mice don't have algebra. Yeah, that doesn't really work. Never mind. You can tell me what type of cheese is in my sandwich. Yeah. That's about it.
That's actually mascarpone.
Is that a cheese?
Yeah, because mascarpone. The only reason I know that is, by the way, looking back on this, is fucking weird.
Yeah, it is fucking weird.
No. But my story I'm about to say, I remember somehow there was just a horse in our field as a kid. Now looking back, it's like, whose horse was this?
Why? Oh, I thought it was your guys's.
No. Well, Mallory had her horse at our house, but it was its own little thing. But then I remember just like this horse popped up. And I think my mom was like, oh, it's our horse now. I'm like, you're not going to try to like find out who's missing a horse?
Yeah, that's a very expensive animal.
So she named it mascarpone because it was a pony. And a mascarpone is a cheese, I guess.
Not a very popular cheese, I guess.
Fancy or some shit. I don't fucking know. Anyways, back to fucking Stuart. What was I gonna say? I fucking realized something. You said we didn't know if the parents were infertile. You know what they did?
Not the parents, the mom.
Or the dad could also
he could infertile, be, I guess. But I think it's more likely the mom can't have kids.
Okay, something like that. You know what it was? They didn't want to pay for another fucking kid. That's what it was. Yeah, it's like, hey,
they did live in the deep city on the downtown. Not a condo, it was a house. Very expensive. Mm-hmm.
That and you know
what did he even do for work?
Well, Dr. House. He was. This is after Dr. House.
This is after he retired.
It was him and Lisa Cunningham.
That was after he lost his fucking medical license.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Dude, fucking...
Well, you want to take a guess what Stuart Little's parents did for work?
Stuart's dad's just popping perkies, dude. Do you think you could be a functioning drug addict?
Yeah.
Why? Because I am one.
No, I think I could.
Yeah.
How functioning? That's a very good question.
What drug? That's the question. Oh, dude, fucking Percocets all day, dude.
It couldn't be anything like, it'd have to be something that where you're still kind of there. It's not too much. It couldn't be any type of psychedelic, honestly. People go, you can microdose. I'm not talking about that. That's not.
Yeah, I don't think you can get addicted to
that. That's not the question. I mean, I think it depends what job you have. Because when I was doing like tires or something, I don't have to fucking talk to anybody. I just have to fucking physically do shit.
Yeah,
so like
true.
That would be like, okay, well, I just fucking find a stimulant and fucking full steam ahead.
So you're going with stimulants. Okay.
But if you're like your job, you're very you're talking to people all day.
Cocaine.
But the only problem, I guess, yeah. The only problem is like once you do like an all-nighter, then you're just...
You don't do an all-nighter. The night never ends. You just keep going. And then you sleep on the weekend.
No, you couldn't even be cognizant. You can't even do that after 2 days of sleep without like hallucinating.
I'm saying just like you just keep it going. You have your uppers and your downers.
I mean, if you're doing for the whole week, that changes things.
Here's the thing. Do you know there's still companies up in fucking where Helena works? Shout out Nick and Helena. You know where she works? They fucking drink there. Can you, dude? Z?
Yeah.
Look at me. Z? Can you imagine the amount of sales we would have if Dupe and I could be just shit-faced?
Yeah.
We're chatty as it is, especially Dupe. Dude, you get him a couple bottles of fucking those little airport shooters and get him on the phone, dude. We'll have half the yard sold in a week. Guaranteed.
Dude, they have a whole fucking biography on Stuart Little's dad, Frederick Little. So, father, businessman. So he might have been unemployed a little bit.
Yeah.
Husband. He's no, listen, jobs. There's a profile that says likes. It says spending time with his family, Mrs. Little, George Little, Martha Little, Stuart Little, Snowbell, Margaret. That was their cat. Going camping, vacations, doing the dishes.
They brought a son mouse home to a pet cat.
His dislikes are the falcon, changing Martha's diaper, Mr. Stout and Mrs. Stout, Stuart being in danger, Smokey, and Stuart getting hurt.
The fuck?
Who's Smokey?
That's another cat.
They, dude, you know what they wanted to do? They wanted to kill that. They wanted to kill that mouse. They brought it to a home of cats. You imagine if we had Hamilton, we're just like, hey, here's a talking mouse. Thing would be dead.
It would be dead.
With its fucking head on our porch.
Yeah, it would be. Absolutely.
Which I actually think that's pretty respectable with cats, that they just like show off their trophies. Because like my parents' cat did that. Like it would eat like a mouse and it's like, hey, fucking plop the head right there. This is what it's about. I respect it.
Well, I had something else. Fuck, I lost it. Hold on. Wait. Hold on. Oh, dude, I found... Okay, this was something I came across accidentally. Mm-hmm. Very interesting, very weird. Okay, there is a... This is a little off the beaten path of comedy, but this is... Dude, I have to share. Is it a conspiracy thing? No, it's just a fact.
Oh, okay.
So the Rothschild family has a YouTube channel with like 27,000 subscribers. It's like a small... It's called Wadsden Manor or something like that. Dude, and I watched like 10 minutes of it on the ride today. Dude, it was like just the absolute, the wealth of, it's just crazy. They have actually a YouTube channel and it has only have, I mean, by now, maybe it has more than that. It had 30,000 subscribers almost. So it was very small. And it's just some of the family members talking about in depth about some of the shit, how they got all their money, blah, blah, blah. And then this guy who posted, because I saw it on Twitter initially, and then I went and found it. And this guy says, and it will blow your mind with how obscenely and unfathomably wealthy they are. I don't think anyone truly has any idea how rich his family is. Trillions, 100% sure.
Yeah.
Perhaps even quadrillionaires at this point with all the assets evaluated together with all the art, etc., banking. If we ever had that means to audit all of it globally, even if we audit these central banks and found out they have taken trillions of wealth away from various countries and its people, what could we do about it? This is unimaginable power that no one can touch. It's crazy. So they have like a YouTube channel.
They just show it off. Flexing.
I mean, and I only watched the 10-minute clip, but it was showing some of their estates. It was showing some of their art. It had one of the family members talking about, oh, well, we come from central banking, but a lot of other... members of our family have done other things, and then she starts going into that. But it's showing, dude, it's just like just looking at this shit, it's just fucking unfathomable.
Well, it's because like everyone always goes off of like, oh, the richest person in the world. And they're like, oh, yeah,
this is a family.
Yeah, and they're fucking crazy. Imagine, okay, what I always wondered, imagine being born in that. Like, are any of them doing TikTok dances and shit, or are they just wearing like suits with like butlers and they're doing calculus at fucking age 6?
Dude, they don't need to. They have... unbelievable that will never end.
But they have to keep it going.
Well, in the video, they also were talking about, it had all these pictures. This is like in like the 1860s of like, oh, this is so-and-so Rothschild at this. And they do incest, right?
They keep it in the family.
Yeah, that's why they all fucking look weird. Because if they did that, then there would be a possible way that money would start branching other places than they want it.
You got to fuck your sister?
Dude, and there's a weird thing about that. Like in royalty and like England and stuff, in the paintings, they're all depicted. They look really kind of weird. And it's a very common thing in royalty that they would keep it in the family. They would fuck each other. And so they wouldn't have to have any disputes with other families about money or anything like that. It would all stay there. Just fucking weird, dude.
I mean, do you at least get like an aunt?
I mean, I'm sure they try to do like cousins or second cousins or something like that, but fucking crazy.
Talk about the lesser two evils.
Dude, it's fucking weird, dude. And they show all these pictures of like how long their family has been powerful. It's like in the 1800s, there's like, oh, here's a picture of so-and-so Rothschild in Parliament. And it's just like, oh, and he was the first one to be in one of the biggest banking industries. It was just like showing all these pictures of these people.
Jesus.
It's like fucking crazy, dude. It's fucking nuts.
That's insane. Yeah, we're never going to get there. But, you know, if ATLT keeps going to the moon with all our feet stuff.
You most definitely don't get that far without fucking some people over.
And fucking some people.
Yeah.
Dude, that's imagine
like, a... I'm just saying, even that one guy, Jacob Rothschild, he's old. You see, he's kind of like... They all just fucking look weird, dude.
I feel like they all have like a droopy lip.
They all look weird. They all look weird because I think it's kind of a close family fuck fest.
Dude, imagine a Rothschild party though, dude. The amount of...
Honestly,
coke,
okay. Here's the thing. I stand by this and I stand by this fully. Something of that magnitude, I don't think I would ever want to attend. That just sounds like a lot of dark... Like, we're talking like... The people who run the fucking world. Yeah. What kind of party would those people have?
They're drinking blood.
Like, they're like, yeah, they're walking in with fucking children. There's probably just the craziest things that you can't even fathom.
I feel like it's like quiet, but there's
like, you know, like all the Hollywood parties. There's a lot of creepy, weird Hollywood parties. And
yeah.
Every single member of the mansion is a different kind of fuck room and all these crazy drugs. I'm saying that's crazy on its own. I feel like that's just another level of, because these people are literally untouchable. They can do whatever the fuck they want.
I feel like it's always masquerade balls, a creaky ceiling fan.
Yeah, and there's weird shit. And like, I don't think I would ever want to attend something like that.
And everything,
that's too rich, dude.
I feel like everything runs on like belts and like old equipment that somehow still works.
Well, probably not their estates.
Well, no, I mean, but it's all like old though. Like it's
they're probably
like,
fucking little chains that pull the fan is probably fucking iced out.
I get an iced out ceiling fan. It's like, yeah, I like to be cooled by diamonds. And
probably.
Dude, it's icy, you know what I'm saying?
Fucking crazy.
Shit, well, we're at 30.
Shit, all right, cool.
Patreon, patreon.com/ATLT for episodes, early-ish exclusive content, a lot of other bullshit, Riding Shotgun, which we'll try to bang one out this week for this month. Happy Halloween to everyone.
Well, we'll do another one for Halloween.
Yeah, I just want to, you know.
Happy Halloween!
You'll see our costumes up. Alex will choose a fucking... She should be Angelina. Hello?
Yeah, I told her that, but she just sucked. She got pissed.
Yeah. What is she going to be, Sammy Sweetheart?
She got pissed at that one, too. There's no way to win, so...
Jen?
No.
Dina.
That works.
Well, because if Rachel's Snooki, then she can be Dina, and they can be friends or whatever.
I already chose mine, so I don't give a fuck. So I'm already covered.
Did you get the wig? Because I got everything else for you. Get the wig.
I'll get the wig. I forgot.
Hopefully it's prime one day. Yeah. All right. But yeah, we'll thanks. Z, where can they find you?
I think if I may say _Leslie on Instagram or James, where can they find you?
Jack_Spencer. Both of our Instagrams at the Around the Lunch Table page. That's it.
All right. Thanks guys for listening. We'll see you next week. And see ya.
Rowdy up in here.